الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. أبلغ الحبيب صلى الله عليه وسلم the coolness of our hearts and minds, the most beloved of Allah. Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in a narration that is narrated by Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, who stated that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has said, من صلى علي صلاة واحدة صلى الله عليه عشر صلوات. That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has stated that whoever recites salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once, then the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 blessings upon the person. وَحِطَّتْ عَنْهُ أَشْرُ خَطِيئَاتٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive 10 sins from that person. وَرُفِعَتْ لَهُ عَشْرُ دَرَجَاتٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate the status of that person 10 times. Subhanallah. صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, once again, Alhamdulillah, I welcome you into our beautiful episode that is called The Pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Alhamdulillah, today under this topic that is called The Pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, we are going to be discussing the love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But before we start discussing the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I want us to make some good intentions. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat, that actions are judged according to the intention. And also in a summary of another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that نِيَّةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِهِ, that the intention of a believer is better than his action. And also the more intentions that one makes is the more blessings and rewards that one will obtain from the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, let us make some good intentions that inshallah Azza wa Jal, I will sit and listen to the silsila. I will sit and watch the silsila from the beginning to the end. And only for the pleasure of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Let us make the good intention that inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, whenever The name of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal has been mentioned. I will reply by saying, Azza wa Jal. And whenever the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been mentioned, I will reply by saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And let us make the good intention that inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, whatever we are to learn here into today's silsila, make the good intention that inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, you'll do your level best to act and practice upon it. And inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, you'll also teach it to the others. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, into today's episode, we are going to discuss the love, the mahabba, the love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is indeed a condition of iman. The love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an essential aspect of our religion. For he who does not have love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not have the love for the deen of Allah azza wa jal. There is a beautiful narration by Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates a narration that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that none of you is a true believer until I become more beloved to him than his children, than his parents, and until I become more beloved to him than all the people in the world, subhanallah. And also there is a beautiful narration by Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ وَجَدَ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ, that there are three qualities. If the three qualities are found in a person, then that person will taste the sweetness of iman. Subhanallah. We all want to taste the sweetness of iman. For once you have tasted the sweetness of iman, you'll taste the sweetness of salah. You'll taste the sweetness of the fasting in the month of Ramadan. You'll taste the sweetness of all ibadahs. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that if three qualities are found in a person, then that person will taste the sweetness of iman. What is the first quality? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states the first quality that should be found in a believer in order for the believer to taste the sweetness of iman is that Allah azza wa jal and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must become more beloved to you than anything in this world. Meaning there must be nothing that is more beloved to you than Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are the most beloved to you, then you will taste the sweetness, the halawa, the sweetness of iman. And the second quality the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, you must love your Muslim brother only and only for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal. Meaning when you love your Muslim brother, when you love any Muslim only and only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will taste the sweetness, the halawa of iman. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we love Sayyidina Ghawth al-Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. We love him only and only for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. We love Sayyidina Mu'inuddin Chistajmir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. We love him only and only for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal. We love our Amir Ahl Sunnat only and only for the pleasure of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. If you want to taste the sweetness of iman, than love a person only and only for the pleasure of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Third quality, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that you must hate to return to kufr in the same manner that you hate would draw you into the fire of hell. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, this is a mindset that each and every Muslim must develop. You must have a mindset that you must hate to commit sin in the same manner that you hate for Allah Azza wa Jal to draw you into the fire of hell. We do not want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to draw us into Jahannam. Therefore, we must develop a habit of hating sins. So dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, the first quality that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions in this hadith is that you must love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than anything. Meaning there must be nothing that is more beloved to you than Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is a beautiful narration by Sayyidina Abdullah bin Hisham radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whereby he states that قال كنا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو آخذ بيد عمر بن الخطاب. He states that we were with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and our blessed Habib صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was holding the hand of Sayyidina عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه. فقال له عمر, Sayyidina عمر بن الخطاب says to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لأنت أحب إلي من كل شيء إلا من نفسي. Umar ibn al-Khattab says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are more beloved to me than anything in this world besides my own self. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and said, O Umar ibn al-Khattab, your iman is not complete until I become more beloved to you than anything in this world and even your own self. Umar ibn al-Khattab replied and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are more beloved to me than everything in this world, even my own self. The Prophet said, Ya Umar, al-an, O Umar, now your iman is complete. Subhanallah. Meaning that a Muslim has to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than everything in this world. That is the true sign of iman. That is why the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our blessed Aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was more beloved to them than their children. Our blessed Aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was more beloved to them than their wealth. Our blessed Aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most beloved person to them. That is why even when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam requested for any contribution in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Sahaba ikram were prepared at times to give everything that was in their possession. It is narrated that on an occasion, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he thinks to himself that each and every time that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam request for contribution, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu always contributes the most. And Umar ibn al-Khattab says that today I want to surpass Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. I want to give the most. I want to give the most contribution. And Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he goes to his house and he brings half of his property. He brings half of his belongings and he presents it in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to him that, Ya Umar, O Umar, what have you left behind for your children? What have you left behind for your family members? Umar ibn al-Khattab replies and says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have brought half of my property and I have left half for my family members. end. At that same moment, they see Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu coming from a distance. And Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was wearing simple clothes. And Abu Bakr Siddiq presents everything in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquires from Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. And he says that, "Oh Abu Bakr Siddiq, what have you left behind for your family members? What have you left for your children? What have you left behind for your wife?" Abu Bakr Siddiq replies and says, "Abqaytu lahum Allah wa rasulahu. I have left for them Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Allahu Akbar. Meaning Abu Bakr Siddiq brings everything and he presents it in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have left Allah and His Rasul for my family members." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very pleased by this act of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also surprised to hear this. And he says that, "I can never surpass Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu." In the meantime, the blessed companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw that the special messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in a conversation whereby Sayyidina Jibra'il alayhi salam came in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Jibra'il alayhi salam was dressed up in the same clothes that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was wearing on that day, subhanallah. And our blessed Aqra sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he inquired from Jibra'il alayhi salam and he said, "Oh Jibra'il alayhi salam, what is this libas that you are wearing today?" Jibra'il alayhi salam replied and said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this libas that I'm wearing today, it is the libas that Abu Bakr Siddiq is using. And Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded all the angels, all the malaika, to all wear this clothes that Abu Bakr Siddiq is also wearing today." Why am I? Because Allah Azza wa Jal was so pleased with this act of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Dear listeners and viewers at Madani Channel, the Madani Pool, that I want us to derive from this incident is that the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our blessed Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was the most beloved person to them. Even when it came to their wealth, when our blessed Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in need of any contribution, they did not worry about their family members, but they brought everything and presented it in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a condition of iman. And also the love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a pillar of iman. If you want to love Allah Azza wa Jal, you have to follow the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A great muhaddith, Sayyidina Imam Qasbalani rahmatullahi alayhi, has mentioned some signs of love for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which inshallah Azza wa Jal I will present to you briefly. And whoever adopts them will be a true lover of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the first one is al-iqtida. Al-iqtida is the greatest sign of love for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is to obey him, to act upon his sunnah, to follow his path, to seek guidance from his life, and to abide by sharia. Subhanallah. So the first condition of love is to follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when you follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive your sins. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, in the beautiful mahal and environment of Dawah Islami. The sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are taught in order for the Muslims to adopt to the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And alhamdulillah, in the beautiful mahal of Dawah Islami, the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are being acted upon. The sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are being revived. And alhamdulillah, at times in Madani qafilas, where Muslim brothers travel from city to city, and when they travel in Madani qafilas in these journeys, the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are being taught in detail. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, even those that were shaving their beards by traveling in Madani qafilas, they start keeping beards. They start wearing Madani libas and following the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So wherever you may be watching the silsila today from, if you want to be among those who follow the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you want to learn the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then join this beautiful mahal of Dawah Islam. Join this beautiful movement of Dawah Islam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the first sign of love is to follow the beloved. That is why the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they followed all the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is why Allah azza wa jal elevated their maqam and status. That is why Allah azza wa jal elevated their ranks. So the first sign of love is to follow the teachings of the beloved. And the second sign of love is that the one who claims love should be contained with the sharia of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and should not face any hardships in his nafs by the decision of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. Meaning, whatever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stipulated, you should not allow your nafs and desire to push you aside. You should not allow your nafs and desire to drive you against following the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because when the nafs comes into place, the nafs only creates reasons. When it is time for you to keep a beard, the nafs gives you a reason to shave the beard. When it is time for you to adore any sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your nafs pushes you in order for you to follow society, in order for you to follow the norm and whatever others are doing, your nafs drives you into all this. So the sign of true love, if you truly love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will never allow your nafs and desire to drive you towards disobeying the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is one of the signs of loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that one should help the religion of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam through his sayings and actions, and defend his sharia and adopt his blessed life in generosity and follow his blessed way of living in the matters of forbearance and humility. Subhanallah. One of the signs of loving the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that one should remain patient in times of hardships, because the lover gets such a pleasure by this love that he forgets his hardships. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, we all claim to love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we truly love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we should follow the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we truly love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should follow the sunnahs and the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallur al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.